Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started. Good morning. You've a little dreary out there, but I'll tell you, it's going to be so much nicer today than it was yesterday. Yesterday, well-needed rain that just that downpour just kept coming down. It was pretty crazy. Towards the end of the night there, it was heavy, heavy downpour. So it's good. It's what we need. Our plants need that. Our lawns need it. All those plants outside definitely need it because we hadn't had a lot of rain in the past couple weeks. It looks like that, it's going to stay the same way. It's looking like maybe rain towards the end of this upcoming week. So we'll see how it goes. But it's also looking like the majority of the really cold weather should be done, right? We had a little bit of a scare, and it did freeze Wednesday night, at least in my area, and a couple, mostly northern parts of Massachusetts, so north of Boston, and then, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. Had a lot of the cold weather where it did get to freezing, right? Some areas get a little bit colder. So I'm thinking, just based on the future forecast, but I do feel as though the thought of a frost is far from our future. Just looking like Monday might get a little bit cold overnight. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of you out there that will say Memorial Day. That's the day when we should really start planting outside. And that's usually a good rule of thumb, right? So Memorial Day is on Monday the 29th. And so we'll... at that point, most likely can go ahead and start planting. It's looking like the temperatures, it basically tells us that. If you look at the weather forecast, it's kind of funny how, we kind of fluctuate a little bit this week. And then next week, if you look at the long term, who knows if that's what's going to happen. But you look at the days and it's just like the same across. It's 56 is a low, 77 is a high, pretty much every day. So it's kind of like, all right, this is the day, let's go. That being said, I'm sure it's a pretty good time to be putting some of your plants out, right, for the season. Most likely down on the Cape, that area, you should be fine for going forward. I don't see another frost happening, but we shall see, right? It's just time will tell, but usually after about May 20th, May 21st, there's no frosts. So it's kind of how I look at it, is we're pretty good. So we'll see how it goes. And again, only time will tell us if we're ready for spring, but fully spring, right? Almost into summer. We're about a month away from summer as it is. Now, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, yeah, it's going to get nicer as the day goes by or moves on. So hopefully we'll be able to enjoy it and get out there a little bit later today and get in the garden, do a few things, go to the garden center, enjoy it. Because yesterday you really couldn't do it, right? Yesterday morning was good until about maybe about 11 in our area. We were on the soccer field, everything was good, and then all of a sudden it just started raining. So about 11:15, 11:30, boom, that's when it was, and the rest of the day. So it's definitely needed. You can see the lawns are starting to just kind of not do well on their own, whereas, early spring, they were doing pretty good, right? We were getting tons of rain. It's just interesting how our weather patterns have gone, and we get tons of rain at first, and then it just stops. So maybe it's getting our lawns ready, saturating the lawn for us to get them to look good for the spring. Give us that hope, right? And then all of a sudden it kind of just shuts off. So we'll see as time goes on where the rain will be, but we'll go from there. Another thing we can be, one thing we can be talking about today is, I know a lot of you are probably saying, all right, what can I do for the lawn? Is it, we're in the in-between when I first put down the fertilizer, or we're about that time where I'm going to be putting step two down, that second application. What are we going to do? Well, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about the fact, did you have tons of crabgrass even though you put down a preventative? Or did you have some crabgrass still because you put in and you put down that preventative? Well, so I want you to think about it, because even though we put down a preventative, it doesn't prevent all the crabgrass. And so there's multiple ways that we can look at going ahead and doing our lawn and taking care of it, right? So we can look at it and say, all right, we're going to use that first application or that step one again. We're going to use it as step two. Or we're going to look and say, I want to do step two still, but I need to do some sort of crabgrass control still as a preventative. And there's definitely a way to do that, right? So there's a product out there from Bonide, and I'm sure there are others, but Bonide is the one that I look at when it comes to this. There's a product called Weed Beater Complete in a granular form. It comes without fertilizer, so it's just a weed control. But it is a pre- and post-emergent weed control. And so you can look at this and say, all right, well, yeah, it's a pre-emergent, it's post-emergent. Does it do crabgrass? It does. It actually takes care of crabgrass amongst other weeds out there that we have. And this time of year, you'll start to see dandelions, right? You'll start to see chickweed. You'll start to see some henbit. You'll see some ground ivy, clover, those types of things in the lawn. And so this is an option. And I want to go into this a little bit because I find that we look at our lawns and say, all right, we did step one, step two. What happened? Why didn't anything else get taken care of? And why is there so crabgrass? Well, because it's a multifaceted approach to getting rid of crabgrass. So I want to discuss that more as the show permits, because I think this time of year we need to really look at it. But if you do have questions, you can call me. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Joshua's in Hyannis.
Joshua, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you today, Patrick?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic, now that the rain has stopped.
Yeah.
We really did need it, though. We really did. And I just happened to plant a couple of hibiscus trees yesterday, and before the rain happened, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be loving that.
Definitely.
But I got a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
I know it's that time of the year. I've already put Hollytone around my rhodies and my evergreens. But my real question is superphosphate for my hydrangeas that I planted last year. They're coming up beautifully. They're small, obviously. But is now the time?
Yeah, no, definitely. This would be the time to be putting that superphosphate on there, because it's not only going to help as it's coming out and all that. It's going to help the future of the plant, because with that superphosphate, just the heavy middle number is going to help develop that root system. So we want to do it in the spring. We want to do it early. In the future, if you want to do it next year, you could even do it a little bit earlier to try and push a little bit of growth. But I think right now you're going to be fine to do it. So no problem. And just realize with the superphosphate, you do not have to use as much as everything else.
Okay.
Like if you read the back of the bag, it's like basically for each plant, it's like teaspoons or tablespoons. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head, but it's not a lot because it has so much to it.
Now, am I spreading this on the drip line so it's not too close to the plant?
No, so what you're going to, you're actually just going to kind of mix it into the soil right around
okay.
it. You just kind of scratch the surface with it, not that big of a deal with it. So, excuse me. Again, you're depending upon what it is, right, is how much you're going to use? Let's see here.
I think they're all endless summers, Patrick.
Okay.
I think they're all endless summers. I did a half a dozen. I didn't even think they were going to make it because you already know what happened last year.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't think they were going to make it, and every single one of them came back. I mean, some were smaller than others, but they all came back.
And that's all right. I mean, that's actually a good thing that they've come back, even though that they're smaller. I think they'll long term, getting through a time frame that we had plus the winter that we had, I think it will actually get them a little bit stronger of a plant. Now,
go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Here's my two quick questions.
Sure.
My flowering hibiscus tree that I just planted, is there anything I should be doing to help it out this season?
So when you say the flowering hibiscus, do you mean the Rosa Sharon, or are we talking the annual version in our area of the flowering hibiscus?
We're talking the annual version. You got to take it inside for it to make it. You know what I mean? Yep.
So this would be one that I'd be using a fertilizer to help it throughout the season, like a liquid form or a wettable powder. So like a Jack's Classic, which is the Peters product, is a good one. They have like a 20-20-20. That's a perfect one to be using, you know, every few weeks. Give it something to pull some of the nutrients that are there, because if you just leave it, it's going to be fending for itself. We want to give it some fertilizer to make sure that it will, really absorb those nutrients. So a wettable powder is perfect thing to do.
I know we're up against the break. Can I hold on?
Yeah, that's no problem. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break here. For everybody else out there, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll take a break. We will be back in a few moments.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA News Update. President Biden cutting short his trip to the G7 summit to return to the White House for negotiations on raising the debt ceiling. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan went with Biden to the summit in Japan. Sullivan adding that Biden told other leaders he believes the U.S. can get a good result on the debt ceiling. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants to dismiss the judge in Disney's lawsuit against him. He filed a motion against Chief Judge Mark Walker because he said Walker has prejudged the situation and should be replaced. The former Marine charged in the subway chokehold death of a homeless man in New York City is speaking out.
Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges for putting Jordan Neely into a chokehold on a subway earlier this month, told the New York Post that racial backlash is, quote, comical.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Joshua in regards to a number of things. So, Joshua, so we were talking about fertilizing that tree form hibiscus using the wettable powder. You know, Jack's Classic comes to mind. You know, a Miracle-Gro would be fine as well. Now, what else can we help you with?
Well, I also, I think I called you about this last year. I bought a blueberry bush. And like I said, it produced blueberries, but the birds ended up enjoying them before I got a chance. Now, as of right now, there's, I would say, 500 flowers on it.
Yep.
Do I get some stacing, get a net? Because I'm afraid they're going to get it again.
Yeah, so they actually do sell netting, bird netting, that you could actually use for that. That goes right over the top. They have there's a couple sizes out there. We're looking at probably like a quarter of an inch holes on it. I'm trying to think here. So a lot of the product is from Birdex.
Do I want to just hit the top, Patrick, or do I want to get around?
You want everything.
Sides, everything.
Now, are these high bush blueberries? Were they low bush?
It's approximately 5 feet tall by 2 feet wide.
So I've seen it a couple different ways. I've seen it where they, you know, somebody will get some stakes and put it just over the top of it while it's growing.
Yep.
I've also seen, if you have multiple, somebody almost build like a tent around it.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't look great, but the fact of the matter is it saves the plant. It saves the fruit for what you're looking for. And so I would definitely look at getting some bird netting. You can find it at a local garden center. They'll definitely have it. They come in usually like 7x10, 14x14, you know, really up to you on how you, you know, the size that you need to get, but it's definitely worth it and will help the longevity of the plant, especially with you seeing so many flowers right now. That means it's really going to be in full supply This is also something that I would look at fertilizing as well, just to keep those buds and the flowers happy. You know, if you haven't fertilized it, you know, you could use like a 10-10-10 to just give it a full boost around everything there. And I think that will be good, because what we're trying to do at the same time is get the buds to create the actual fruit. And so by doing that, you need to do something to give back for the plant, and that's where the fertilizer comes into play. And just a nice boost of a 10-10-10 will do good and help things out for that plant.
Couple more quick questions, Patrick.
Sure.
I just got a couple. Well, my dad gave me a couple of peonies, and they're pretty well set. I would say they're probably over a year old already, from the nursery. But is there anything, because I know peonies are finicky, is there anything I can do for that plant other than watering it?
No, I mean, just keep doing the watering and taking care of it. Realize that sometimes when you transplant a peony like that, the buds might not always form, or if they've already formed for the year, it might take another, this might show the buds, but next season it might not bud. It just happens to be with some of the shock that goes along with the transplanting. But other than that, you really just, water it, fertilize it in the spring. But because of the fact that you're just putting it in, the only thing I would really look at would be like a Biotone starter to get it started. And that's really about it.
And when I do the regular fertilization, should it just be 10-10-10 or 5-5-5, something simple?
So you're just putting it in this season?
Yes.
So I wouldn't use like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 or anything along those lines just yet. I'd be looking at just putting that Biotone to get it started. Let it kind of do its thing, because a lot of times with new plants, if we put fertilizer in as soon as it's in the ground, it's not going to start searching. The root system's not going to start searching for food. It's going to stay in that area. So that's why we want to kind of let it get established and build from there, whereas the Biotone is going to help it develop those roots and build a stronger root system. So that's what I would be doing this first season with it.
And one more quick thing.
Yep.
Can you maybe tell me how, I mean, it's not going to happen for another month, but my neighbor has, and I didn't even know what it was till it started blooming, he has a PG hydrangea tree. I'm sure you're familiar with those.
Yep.
This PG hydrangea is 25 feet tall by 20 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
One single tree.
Yep.
He said he's had it for 35 years.
Yeah.
He planted it himself. Can you tell me how I can maybe send you a picture of it?
Yeah. No,
it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, no, you can go to our website at paulparent.com, and then on the bottom, just scroll down, there's a way to email us, and you can send that picture right from there. That'd be great to see.
And one more quick thing. It's not even about plants. It's about your old man. I love the fact that during, hot breaks or whatever you want to call them, that his voice is still on the radio.
Yeah, no, we try to keep it. That's my little way of hanging out with him every Sunday.
Hope you never stop it.
Yeah, we're trying not to.
Never stop that. Okay.
And I appreciate it.
Your dad's very important, man. He's the starter of it all.
He definitely is, so we appreciate
that. Thank God
appreciate
you took it over, my friend.
Yeah.
I would have hated to. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Well, thank you.
And it's very informative to me. So, do me one favor, yes?
Yep.
You and Nathan, don't work too hard. You're both doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We'll do our best.
All right.
All right.
I'll talk to you next time, my friend.
All right, Joshua, thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, we still got another call on the line.
Yes, sir. We got Barbara in Milton.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick. Happy
Good morning.
Spring.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, listen, the gardening gods are testing me this year. So let's start with that lovely frost that we had. I live in Milton, New Hampshire, and our temperature, I guess when I woke up, it was 28 degrees.
Ugh.
So, this is not my first rodeo, but I went around, I covered all the zinnias that I had planted in the ground, and I had covered, I had just recently planted some mountain hydrangeas and a few macrophylla type of hydrangeas. So I was really good about covering those, but the tough stuff hydrangeas, the endless summers, all of those that are, you know, a year or two old, mm-hmm. I didn't cover. So do I need to tell you the rest of the story?
Yeah, I think I know what happened.
They're black. I mean,
yeah.
They're literally, so I panicked, and I remember my father-in-law talking about spraying water on the plant. So some of them I sprayed water on, some of them I didn't. I just, you know, I mean, I have to say that I'm a gardener, kind of an understatement. I have massive gardens. So, so yesterday, I said, okay, I remember you talking about the superphosphate, and I just heard it again. So that's what I did, is I went around, dug little holes around each plant, and maybe, you know, 3-4 spots, I put, you know, a teaspoon or so around it.
Okay.
So now I'm wondering, did I put too much around? Is there such a thing as too much superphosphate?
So you said you put about a teaspoon around each one?
No. 4 teaspoons. 3 or 4 teaspoons. I was, you know, because I surrounded, you know, around the plant.
Yeah.
Know, just dug, you know, 3 or 4 little holes around and put a teaspoon in.
Yeah. So, now, how big are the plants each? Like, how?
So the ones that are most damaged are probably, if I said they were 3 inches out of the ground, they may be 4. So they're young, they're new.
All right, and so these were planted a year ago?
Those were planted, I want to say August, September of last year.
When they were in full, like, growth, how wide were they at that point, would you say?
Oh, they're probably 6 inches, 7 inches. So they're not, they haven't matured. They haven't, you know, they're just starting out.
Okay. Now, you said you put it in yesterday, and you kind of scratched it in.
Before this lovely rain.
Yeah. So, I mean, it might be, so the rain might have helped a little bit on this for multiple reasons here. You know, if we have too heavy of a rain, sometimes it can wash anything that we've done kind of through a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're concerned, the one thing I would look at doing is possibly using a product like a Love Your Soil or a fast-acting gypsum. The reason why I bring that up is if you're concerned about it, there just being too much fertilizer in there and that you could have burnt the plant a little bit, the Love Your Soil is the type of product that helps actually pull product through the soil a little bit and release it a little bit quicker. So that's really going to help you, but to take and get rid of some of that superphosphate that you put in there. Am I a little bit concerned for your plants? A little bit. I think long-term you might see a little bit of quick damage, but I think you might be okay because I think the longevity, the weather will dictate it, but I think you might be all right. I would just, My biggest thing would be just continue to water to try and pull that through, pull the superphosphate through. So if it's too much, it will actually help get rid of some of the fertilizer, because it'll flush the system in essence. I'm trying to think. There is another product out there that we could take a look at. You know what? We're gonna hit a break here. There is a product that kind of flushes out the system a little bit quicker in a liquid form. I can't remember exactly what it is. So I'm going to look it up during the break. So hang tight with me. For everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Barbara, and she's worried about putting too much superphosphate on her hydrangeas. And I had mentioned that there is a liquid form of a like soil drench to clear out the system of some of your plants. And so... what I think would be helpful for you is like a root drench. So there's a product out there from a company called Fox Farm. It is something that you might be able to find at a local garden center, or you could just go online and purchase it. But the name of the product is, it's called Bush Doctor Sledgehammer. That's a crazy name, but what it does is it'll actually clean out the root system in a way where it's going to get rid of the extra salt deposits on there and get rid of those things so you're not burning the plant, right? So this is a liquid form that you mix with water, and you do it every few weeks. And so you don't use a lot, right? You're going to use 2 teaspoons per gallon of water, and you're going to drench the soil, you know, pretty good. So you're not going to – basically, you're not going to use just like a gallon, right? I think you're going to use more than that.
Okay.
So it comes in multiple sizes. I would look at the pint size for it because of the fact you're only going to use it on the plants that you did this on, and it's not like you need to do it like every day. This is something that you can do every couple, 3-4 weeks if necessary. But I think for this would be something that would help clean out the soil a little bit, give you a little bit of peace of mind. Of what's going on with it. So
beautiful. I think put it in my card on Amazon. So that's
perfect.
Great.
Yeah. So this is, you know, can be used as a soil application or hydroponic system, so it's all over the place. But for your soil system in ground, again, 2 teaspoons per gallon. And that's going to help flush it out. The excess rain that we had where it was heavy rain, that probably did actually help a little bit, because it just, the ground being drier than it has been, right, because we didn't have a lot of rain prior, will help kind of push that through the soil too. So I think you're going to be okay, honestly.
Okay.
And this will help you. Okay?
Okay. Can we go on to my next little issue?
Sure.
So I have multiple gardens, and some of them I have tremendous deer pressure. So I've used barrier methods to eliminate the deer from those gardens, because I'm all done using the sprays and the,
yep.
I've tried everything and nothing worked. So
understandable.
But there's one garden that I can't do anything. I can't put anything around it to keep the deer out. That garden over the years, so that's probably a 15-year-old roadside garden.
Mm-hmm.
Progressively over the years, it's getting less and less blooms. People have told me they drive by late at night and there's probably 10 deer standing on that garden, just chomping away. You know, there's daylilies and roses and hydrangeas and all the things that the deer love. So there's nothing I can do about that. The problem is I just decided, you know, I should check this soil to see, you know, to see what's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to take my shovel to put it into the ground.
Yep.
It's rock solid. Rock solid.
Okay.
So that was last year, and I know you had talked about the Jonathan Green
the Love Your Soil.
Love Your Soil. So
yep.
Last fall I put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then this spring I used another, I think it was an Espoma soil conditioner.
Okay.
And
yep.
I did that probably about 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any changes yet. How long does it take?
I'm assuming
the compaction is from, you know, the deer constantly walking over it.
Yeah. So this can actually take some time. And if you still have the Love Your Soil,
mm-hmm.
I highly recommend using it again. And I do want you to hang tight, because this is a common problem that a lot of people have. And I think if we go over, it's going to help a number of people too.
Sure.
Because you can actually put this product down 3 times in a season to really help it. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.